USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House has once again briefed the public on the status of the federal response to the coronavirus.
Somebody comes up to you, they put their hand out, you probably tend to just shake it. And we're all getting out of that. Shaking hands is not a great thing to be doing right now, I agree. But people put their hand out. Sometimes I'll put the hand out. You don't think about it. People are thinking about it more and more. We have to think about it. It's important.
President Trump says he's been tested.
I decided I should, based on the press conference yesterday. People were asking, did I take the test? I don't know, whatever it takes, a day or 2 days, whatever it is. They send it to a lab.
He was in contact last weekend with two Brazilians who have since tested positive. Officials in Washington state report 47 employees, half of the staffers at the Life Care Center in Kirkland, have the virus. At least 52 Americans have died in the outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Apple stores are closing. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Tech giant Apple is closing its stores outside of China for 2 weeks and will only sell online as part of efforts to fight the global viral pandemic, according to CEO Tim Cook, tweeting that Apple will be temporarily closing all the stores outside of Greater China until March 27th and committing $15 million to help with worldwide recovery. Workers will continue to be paid and office staff will work remotely whenever possible.
The House has passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, the vote coming after a long day of negotiations. The president has also declared the coronavirus pandemic a national emergency. The bill guarantees free coronavirus testing. It secures paid emergency leave, enhances employment insurance, strengthens food security initiatives, and increases federal Medicaid funding to states. The Senate is next in line to pass the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After canceling plans to debate in Arizona, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders will face off one-on-one for the first time in a presidential debate. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders are set to take the debate stage Sunday night in Washington, D.C. As far as what we can expect in that debate, David Plouffe, former campaign manager for Barack Obama, believes...
I think it'll be a tough debate for Biden because he's the front runner now. So the moderators, the media members, I doubt they're going to ask Bernie many tough questions. They'll ask Biden tough questions. So it's a chance for us to see how he responds to those. You know, it'll be interesting. I'm sure Bernie and Biden will get into disagreements on maybe not what's important, but their remedies. But I think it's an opportunity to see how the two of them will merge, essentially, because I do think Bernie Sanders will campaign as hard for Joe Biden as he would have campaigned for himself.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The owner of an oil pipeline that spewed thousands of barrels of crude oil into Southern California beaches in 2015 will pay $60 million to settle allegations it violated safety laws. The deal still requires a court approval. Texas-based Plains All American Pipeline owned the corroded pipes that sprang a leak in Santa Barbara County. The spill blackened popular beaches, killed or maimed marine life for miles, and damaged tourism and fishing industries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.